And now from Treasure Island Oldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of May 26th. Jerry Lee Lewis was booed off the stage in England in 1958, 2 days after announcing his marriage to cousin Myra. And the British tour abruptly ended the very next night. Elvis Presley hitchhiked to Meridian, Mississippi this week in 1953 to perform for the first Jimmy Rogers Memorial Talent Show, where he ended up taking second place. Carl Perkins finally performed on the Perry Como TV show 2 months after he was hospitalized from a car crash while traveling to perform on the show itself this week in 1956. In 1962, Moon River was named Record and Song of the Year at the Grammy Awards. In 1950, Frank Sinatra made his TV debut on Bob Hope's Star Spangled Review. Peggy Lee was also a performer on that show. Buddy Holly saw the John Wayne film The Searchers, and the line, "That'll be the day," inspired him to write the song with that title in 1956. And 2 years later, his draft notice arrived, but he was refused induction because of his 2,800 eyesight, and he also had a stomach ulcer. The Association made their TV debut in the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour this week, 1967. In 65, Elvis's Tickle Me movie opened nationally. The Monkees began filming their TV show in 1966. Also in 66 this week, filming began on the movie To Sir With Love, starring Lulu and Sidney Poitier. The Rolling Stones arrived in New York for their very first American tour this week in 1964. Doris Day signed a 5-year recording contract with Columbia Records in 1958, and it was worth a cool $1 million. Big bucks in 1956. The Beatles released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album in England this week in 1967, and released in North America the very next day. Elvis had his 2-sided single Teddy Bear and Loving You released this week in 1957. Big Brother and the Holding Company filmed a part in the movie Petulia this week in 1967. Chuck Berry opened Berry Park near St. Louis this week in 1961. And in 65, Art Garfunkel graduated from Columbia University in New York City. In the studio, Don McLean recorded American Pie in 1971. Elvis cut You're the Devil in Disguise in 63. Little Anthony and the Imperials recorded Tears on My Pillow in 58. In 1942, one of the biggest records of all time was recorded. 1942 the year, Bing Crosby recording White Christmas. The Beatles began recording their White Album in 1968. In 69, the Rolling Stones recorded Honky Tonk Women. Badfinger began recording Day After Day this week in 71. And Sam Cooke recorded You Send Me in 1957. Birthdays, Stevie Nicks is 71. Peggy Lee, born in 1920. Ramsey Lewis is 84. Cilla Black, born this week, 1943. Gladys Knight turned 75. John Fogerty is 74. Billy Vera is 75. Joey Levine from the Ohio Express, Third Rail and Reunion is 72. Sir Monty Rock III, also known as Disco Tex and his Sexolettes, he is 77. Peter Yarrow from Peter Paul and Mary is 81. Pat Boone is 85. Ron Wood from the Rolling Stones and earlier Faces is 72. Linda Scott, 74. Nelson Riddle, born this week, 1921. Johnny Bond, born in 1915. And Lenny Welch is turning 79. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of May 26th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. And then click blog. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.